Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1032, an excerpt from the book, Healing Hacks, Bring Your Body Back to Nature, by Ian Hart, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, I occasionally narrate from books, and that's the case today. This is an adaptation from Ian Hart's book, so not exactly an excerpt, but close enough. And I'll tell you more about him after the reading. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Healing Hacks, Bring Your Body Back to Nature, by Ian Hart. When most people decide to start a new exercise regimen, it's because they want something specific, to lose weight, build muscle, or become more flexible. Those are great goals, but they underestimate the true importance of movement. Movement is crucial to all of our body systems. Cells get their needs met through movement, be it the movement of nutrients, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and other substances in and out of each cell. When the cells don't have movement, that's when we see disease and discomfort in our bodies. Here are 8 reasons you should think of movement as medicine for your entire body. 1, movement reduces inflammation. Lack of activity stimulates the network of inflammatory pathways, and it leads to visceral fat. A cascading effect results. As people gain weight and become more sedentary, they tend to eat more poorly and store more toxins. Chronic inflammation can set in. Exercise, on the other hand, causes levels of cytokines, inflammatory markers in the blood, to go down. There's a difference between intermittent inflammation, such as muscle soreness, and chronic inflammation. Soreness is a normal part of the body's repair mechanisms. If you work out regularly, your body will adapt and get more efficient at repairing itself. 2, movement reduces infection and prevents disease. Being inactive increases your risk for numerous diseases, including type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, colon cancer, breast cancer, dementia, and depression. As people exercise adaptively, they protect themselves against these diseases. A study conducted in 2009 found that, compared with a sedentary state, moderate exercise is associated with reduced incidences of infection. The increased oxygen we get in our bodies from exercise is a huge part of speedier recovery. Oxygen assists in the changeover of cells. It helps clear out dead cells and set the stage for new cells to thrive. Movement and oxygen stimulate the healing process. 3, movement affects your microbiome. Exercise also has an effect on our microbiome, which is the diverse culture of bacteria in our gut that helps us digest food. In addition to digesting our food, our microbiome triggers neurochemicals that communicate with our brain, stimulate our cravings, help induce sleep, and regulate our moods. The more diversity in your gut, the better your immune system. Overtraining damages the microbiome and the cell lining of the intestines, but movement and exercise are necessary to the proper functioning of our digestive system. We need exercise in the right amounts and degrees of intensity that feel good to us. 4, movement stabilizes your blood sugar. Working out is a great way to stabilize blood sugar levels. As muscles work, they require more glucose for fuel. If you train before you eat, you can reduce blood sugar spikes because your muscles will consume the sugars from your food. Because sugars are being quickly absorbed by the muscles, they don't hang out in the bloodstream or get stored as fat. This is why athletes can tend to eat whatever they want. They are so active that their muscles are constantly consuming sugars, and as a result, their blood sugar levels stay lower. 5. Movement allows the body to come back stronger. Movement creates stress on the body that then, during recovery, allows the body to heal and build back stronger. A good example of this is how exercise strengthens bones. Bones can become brittle from lack of movement, too much stress, or lack of nutrients. As you move, particularly with strenuous exercise, your network of osteocytes, or bone cells, cracks slightly. Once you eat, sleep, and recover, your body repairs these cracks and builds your bones back stronger. Typically, it takes a certain amount of stress on the bones to create adaptation, which is why progressive programming and training is important. 6. Movement lubricates your joints. Movement stimulates production of synovial fluid that lubricates the joints. We see a clear illustration of these effects in back pain relief exercises. One exercise, the chair pull, causes compression in the low back. This often feels counterintuitive to people. They wonder how compression could decrease their low back pain. The joints, nerves, muscles, and tissues need to be stimulated in order to create a response. That's why bed rest is terrible for back pain. Instead, we need movement around all of those joints to get synovial fluid, nutrients, blood flow, and oxygen back to those areas to heal. 7. Movement benefits your brain. Exercise creates positive effects on cognitive performance, and it stimulates the release of a variety of positive neurochemicals into the brain. We release serotonin, the happy chemical, and endorphins, which are our body's natural painkillers, as well as adrenaline that boosts our performance, among other chemicals. Cognitive function and mental focus go up as a result of exercise. It's also possible to get addicted to exercise and the adrenaline and endorphins that are released. For the brain, as well as for the rest of the body, exercise in moderation and in balance with recovery is ideal. And finally, 8. Movement fights depression. A study examining the effects of exercise on depression in mice showed that consistent stress can cause brain damage and neurodegeneration. Specifically, the study focused on the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain associated with depressive behavior. Under stress, the brain creates fewer blood vessels to supply the hippocampus, and that decreased density of blood vessels, and therefore decreased blood flow, results in depression-like behavior. But with increased exercise, you stimulate more blood flow and oxygen to the brain, open up the blood vessels, and increase the nutrient and neurochemical exchange, therefore creating an antidepressant effect. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Healing Hacks, Bring Your Body Back to Nature by Ian Hart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This article was adapted from the book Healing Hacks, Bring Your Body Back to Nature. And Ian Hart is the owner of Back Pain Relief for Life and EarthFit, a top-rated group training facility. He has dedicated his career to helping others heal naturally. Now for my commentary. I very much appreciated Ian's accessible explanations of the effects exercise has on the body. I've said this many times before. Exercise seems to benefit almost every cell in the body from head to toe, and Ian provided evidence to back this up. He also mentioned how exercise can benefit the gut microbiome. And I want to say a couple more things about that. Researchers have discovered that walking, jogging, and running may help keep things moving along in our intestines, which may relieve constipation and keep the gut microbiome healthy. And as Ian mentioned, exercise can also release good-feeling hormones in the brain. These hormones may ward off depression or even help those that currently experience depression. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Some researchers believe that a healthy microbiome may actually lead to a healthier brain. So here's what could potentially happen. You exercise regularly, which may keep things moving along in your intestines and promote the health of your gut microbiome. A healthy microbiome may actually then send signals to the brain, helping to prevent depression. So instead of a one-way direction of communication from the brain down to the gut, instead, the gut may also send messages back up to the brain, which may in turn determine our risk for depression, for example. I mean, we already know when we're under stress, for example, when the brain perceives something as stressful, that message can affect our gut. Have you ever had a stomach ache when you're really stressed out or anxious? I know I have. That's the brain sending signals down to the gut. But what we're learning is, again, that's not necessarily a one-directional thing. The gut may in turn send signals back up to the brain. Amazing, right? Now, while this is still being researched, it's fascinating and humbling. We have so much more to learn about the connection between the gut and the brain. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.